This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of the Dominican University of California. You are now listening to Walkie Talkie, the show where your avid hiker host reviews the best walks in the Bay Area. Now let's get moving. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Walkie Talkie. Last week we had a little bit of a not-so-exciting show because it was our first show, and like I said, this one's going to be a lot more tightened up, a lot more about the area itself, and a lot less about me, so we're going to just hop pretty much straight into it. Last week we had a walk around Kent Lake, a little hike around Kent Lake, and that was awesome. It was a great small little view. Like I said, small town. You go there to clear your head, you go there when it's quiet, and you go there to be alone and to be secluded. But today, I wanted to get something a little bit more exciting for you guys. I know since, of course, like I said, the last one wasn't the biggest viewpoint or anything like that, and in the Bay Area, we have a lot of them. We have plenty of amazing, amazing viewpoints, so I thought I would find one that would cover one of the most important factors in the entire Bay Area in a unique way, that being the Golden Gate Bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge is a really hard one to find a unique place for because it's a bridge. You can't go under it. You can't go over it. There's only very specific places you can view the bridge from land. And so you see a lot of the same photos, those hills up to the right, up in the Marin Headlands, and over to the left at the, of course, very, very famous spot right off the bridge on our side of the bay. But I did some digging, and I think I found a place that will excite you guys. It covers the bridge in a very unique way, and that place being Point Bonita. Like I said, the Marin Headlands is a place to view the bridge. It's a very, very famous place to view the bridge. A lot of great windy roads there. But a little bit farther down, at the very, very end, right before you go out to the Pacific Ocean, is a place called Point Bonita and the Point Bonita Lighthouse, which is now not an active lighthouse, but it is still there, and it is a very awesome place to look. And that is the place that we are going to be covering today. Point Bonita is a place that I've been going to now since I just moved up here. It was one of the very first places that I was able to check out, just off of going around to the most popular area, Marin Headlands. I went to the Marin Headlands. I saw this beautiful view of the bridge, and it was awesome. And I looked down to my right, and the land kept going. It went all the way out to this far end point. And I knew that you wouldn't be able to see the bridge as close, but you'd be able to see it better and more from the middle. So I decided to go drive on out there and check it out. And wow, was I surprised. Wow, was I surprised. So we're going to hop straight into this, and we're going to cover it in three very specific segments. We're going to talk about the drive there. We're going to talk about the scenery and the hiking experience. And then we're going to go ahead and give it an overall score about the whole experience, the drive and the hike and the scenery all combined. So to hop right into the first one, the drive there. How is the drive there? Well, from Dominican, which is where I am located and where I believe most of you are located in the San Rafael area or Marin County, you're just going to hop on the one freeway and head down to San Francisco just like you would every other normal day. Great little freeway drive, usually not too much traffic most days till you get closer down to the bridge at least. And then right as you're getting towards San Francisco, right when you're going to cross the bridge, you go through the Robin Williams Tunnel, you're greeted by this beautiful view of the bridge, and you get to just cruise down the mountain. And right before you get to the bridge, there is a last exit. I believe it's Alexander Avenue. You're gonna take that exit, cruise right on down, and it'll take you to this little road down by the coast called Bunker Road. And I think this road is really cool. It may not be for everyone. What it is, if you don't know, is a one-way tunnel road where it's a 5-minute red light, so you'll wait for one side to clear through, and then they'll let the other side go through. But it is a very, very long tunnel that takes multiple minutes to get through, and it's only one lane, and it's a really, really unique experience. It kind of feels like you're driving through like a secret military bunker, and I think it's a really awesome experience. It's definitely somewhere to go check out if you haven't been down there before, just because it's unique. It may not be the coolest thing, obviously. Like I said, it's just a tunnel, but you're not really going to find anything like that. So I thought it was a really unique thing to talk about and cover in this little drive there. And once you're through that tunnel, it is almost like you are in a different world. It goes from big freeway, big city, Golden Gate Bridge, you are in San Francisco, to nothing. Just rolling hills, small two-lane paved roads, the old military bunkers or military barracks that have been converted to housing for normal civilians now, occasionally, and just beautiful views, beautiful drive. I sometimes come down here just for the drive and not even to hike. That is how amazing this drive is. If you love windy roads, if you love any sort of sports car or anything like that, you are going to have a great time cruising down to Point Bonita. It is such a stunning drive. A lot of fun. Occasional speed bumps, but what are you going to do? And right as you get past all those barracks and you're done winding through these roads and you're getting close to the shoreline again, there's a turn up that goes to the main Marin Headlands area and the main viewpoint. And that's where most people are going to be turning. You're going to see a lot of people just turning left up that hill. But we're not going to do that because the walkie-talkie squad doesn't... We don't do the normal. We don't do the simple. We find the better, the classy, and the most exclusive. So we're going to cruise right on past that, keep going down these windy, beautiful roads through these green rolling hills, down right towards the beach, till we get to this place called Nike Missile Site. It was an old military base operational around the World War II era, and it's pretty cool to look around. A lot of it is, of course, still fenced off, but if you look down into it, you can still see the old training grounds that they would use and some of their old facilities and radars and arrays, and it's a really awesome, unique thing to check out. And the farther up you go, the more you are able to access, to the point where there are some bunkers where you're able to walk around on and check out and see where all the old anti-air guns used to be and see all the cool graffiti that have been thrown up. Of course, there's some graffiti that's not the best, but realistically, I've seen a lot of really cool graffiti done at this place, actually. It's a place where a lot of talented artists kind of just go to do because, like I said, it's not very well known because the normal Marin Headlands area is so much more popular just because it's just that little bit closer. And even then, you can't even really see the bridge as much as you can from Point Bonita. You can see the whole thing from left to right, entry point to exit point, unobstructed with San Francisco in the background. And it is such an awesome picture, and it is such an awesome place to be. Upon arrival, you'll be greeted with one of many paved parking lots where you can just happily pull up and park. And from there, you'll not really see any one trail that'll tell you to just go this way. It's kind of all centered around the parking lot, and it's more about what you want to go see. Like I said, this is a peninsula. On one side, you can go see the Golden Gate Bridge and look back towards land and back towards San Francisco. And on the other side, you can hop to the other side and look at Point Reyes and all of that natural beauty and that giant shoreline right there that is mostly overlooked by almost any other viewpoint that you can see the bridge from. That's what really is the eye candy of Point Bonita, is that it is a point. It's the very, very end. You can see one direction, and then you can also turn around and see the other, and that's what makes this location so unique and so awesome, and that's why I wanted to bring it to your attention today. Photography is going to be an amazing, amazing tool for a place like this because of how many everywhere you look, you can look left, you can look right, you can look behind you, and you will see some form of view, whether it's a shoreline, a cliff line, a beach, the Golden Gate Bridge, some old military equipment, some graffiti. It is just full of just the most beautiful things. And there's not that many trees there, but the diversity in the plant life there is awesome too. There's all kinds of flowers. I've seen some really nice looking mosses, and the few trees that are up there are really stunning to look at. So yeah, the drive up there is fantastic. I don't have any complaints about the drive there. I could drive there without hiking, realistically. So it gets a 10 out of 10 for me on that. When it comes to the actual hike itself, well, you're not really going to be doing too much actual hiking here. Surprisingly, I know this is supposed to be a walkie-talkie show, but there is a talkie aspect to that as well. And you are, of course, going to be doing some walking. It is not as far as Kent Lake. It is not something that's going to take you a couple hours, but I tend to find myself spending at least 30 to 45 minutes just walking at this place and 2 to 3 hours just sitting and looking at things. It's just an amazing place to just go to relax and explore. There's a couple main trails. There's one that'll obviously take you right down to the lighthouse. It was closed when I was there, but you can get pretty far down there even if it is still closed. As of now, the few times that I've been able to get down to where the actual lighthouse is, there's a door that goes through a door to a tunnel that goes through the part of the mountain that is blocking the way to the lighthouse, and that's usually been closed. I don't know if the lighthouse is under construction or maintenance or something like that, but if it does ever open up again, that would be awesome. And if it does in the time that I'm mentioning these episodes, I'll be sure to include that and let you guys know that you can now get down to the lighthouse. But as of now, you can only get about halfway. You can get about to right where the main mountain where it lays is, but not any farther than that. But yeah, other than that, there's just a lot of small paths that lead to a lot of different ruins or viewpoints and things like that. And it's a very non-linear hike because you'll find yourself bouncing around all over this little peninsula area just looking at all the different things, because at one point you'll be looking at the sun glistening over the Golden Gate Bridge, and then you'll turn around to see it setting over the Pacific Coast and over Point Reyes, and it is such an awesome, unique place for the military base or for the Nike site. But other than that, you're not even going to be, it's not difficult. You are going to be spending, like I said, 30 to 45 minutes walking around on even ground, nice trails, very well maintained, not the best for biking, of course, because it's not a very linear trail. There's a lot of branches and you're going to be going back and forth a lot. And it's on the edge of the beach. So there's a lot of up and down and it's steep, and biking, I would advise it. Overall, this hike is stunning. I love this area. I love Point Bonita. I could find myself there at least once or twice a week easily. The views are absolutely gorgeous. You can see everything from city views to beach views to forest views to mountain views all from this one spot, and it is incredible. And then at the very end, you get this awesome view of this old lighthouse, and wow, it's something you really have to see for yourself. It is absolutely a massive step up from Kent Lake. The Kent Lake location is much smaller, and this hike is much more focused on the view and is much greater for photos. Kent Lake is a great place to walk around and to bike. Of course, I would still choose Kent Lake for biking over this one, obviously. But overall, this is a really extremely enjoyable, short, scenic hike, but it provides one of the most unique views of the bay, greatest treasures, and on top of that, the military ruins are fascinating and absolutely it's a one-of-a-kind location to check out. I'm going to be giving this hike a 9 out of 10 simply because it lacks area of where you could actually hike, and I would like a little bit more walking room. I would like to do a lot more walking because that's what hikes are for. But the views in this case really, really make up for it in every way, shape, and form. The view makes up for it. So yeah, overall, Point Bonita is absolutely a place that I would advise you check out. If you aren't familiar with it, it is the first time you go there, it's going to be a one-of-a-kind experience, and the next time you go there, it is also going to be a one-of-a-kind experience. Never once have I gone, and it's been the same. I really hope that me talking about this location has brought it up to your attention, and I really hope that you end up going or checking this place out. I really do think it is worth your attention, or at least worth your try, because Point Bonita is a place that I believe deserves a lot more attention in the Bay. And that's going to wrap it up for episode 2 of Walkie Talkie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope to see you all out on the trails.